Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Diehl, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Aquaculture, as we have known it to date, is based on the idea of pens floating offshore, filled with fish susceptible to disease, fed and treated with feed loaded with antibiotics, generating notorious amounts of waste, and vulnerable to breach, thus the escape of possibly sick or mutated fish into the wild. All of these circumstances, true in part, certainly in theory, brought the concept of offshore aquaculture into regulatory and public disrepute. Offshore aquaculture has progressed substantially, both in technique, reliability, and scale. Innovations include surface cages, submersible cages, vessel aquaculture, and large fish farms permanently moored in deep waters. According to a 2021 report by the Global Aquaculture Alliance, a Norwegian company has built the world's largest offshore fish pen, some 110 meters wide, which can hold 1.5 million fish and is equipped with 22,000 sensors to monitor various environmental parameters and the behavior of the fish. Another example is that of a Chinese project to build the world's first 100,000-ton intelligent fish farming ship, 250 meters long, 45 meters wide, able to avoid typhoons, red tides, and other severe weather and environmental issues while carrying out aquaculture operations anywhere in the world, and expected to produce 400 tons of high-value marine products each year, unquote. These enormous pens and moving vessels can be operated remotely to control feeding, sampling, monitoring, and surveillance. Yes, you heard it right. Massive factory aquaculture at sea. No one aboard. Imagine that ship in the Arctic. The challenge for aquaculture is one primarily of place. Is it better for those activities to exist in the ocean or on land? Is it better for them to be closed systems, environmentally isolated, accessible to maintenance, repair, and emergency response? What are the advantages and disadvantages with regard to environmental protection, food security, and social impact? Let's assume that it is less expensive, less bureaucratically complicated, with lesser labor and tax expense, and with greater profit to locate offshore. But that said, as usual, the cost of failure, monumental die-off and population collapse, and consequential damage to other species and the ocean itself is never included in the cost-benefit analysis. It is really no different than an offshore oil platform. Consider the Deepwater Horizon catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico, and you get some idea of what failure can bring. There are various alternatives to consider. On-land aquaculture with similarly advanced technology, but as closed systems that use adjacent salt or fresh water treated before and after its primary use as a production habitat for growth and protection. The spectrum of projects alleviates in part the issue of place, although there is always community objection, permit conflict, fear of change, and real estate protection issues to complicate the problem. One project might be designed as an onshore processing center to receive production from offshore pens. A second might use fresh water from the local aquifer. A third might repurpose an empty waterfront site, be powered by an adjacent utility, and use salt water from the adjacent ocean, treated and recycled, with immediate land-based access for accident response. The integration of ocean geothermal and solar energy technology might additionally serve the efficiency and economy of them all. We have limited the ocean's capacity to serve our food security needs. One expert has suggested that if we were to stop fishing altogether, literally tie up the global fleet for 5 years, the ocean might have time to regenerate its natural capacity. But what would we do in the meantime? And would we then begin again our practice of unlimited harvest and consumption so that in another 5 years, we would be back where we started? Technology is not a tyranny. It can be used against us, but it can also be the transformational invention that drives change. Aquaculture is a singular example of the best of human endeavor to solve a problem, to meet a challenge, and in this urgent case, one method or another, a means by which to feed our people. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.